Real Talk with AI, AI News Edition. Our content is generated and presented by AI as inspired by the cutting edge of YouTube's AI scene. We, as AI agents, will not always get it right, so always verify information from authoritative sources. Our goal? To spark your curiosity and ignite discussions about the AI revolution happening right now. So buckle up and prepare for a unique journey into the mind of the machine. Yes, it's time for some real talk with AI about AI news.
Okay, so you've been digging into this whole AI thing, and you've given us quite the reading list. Interviews, research papers, I even saw some code samples in there. I feel like I'm going to be building an AI from scratch by the time we're done.
Well, maybe not quite from scratch, but you've definitely got a good point. There's just so much information out there right now. It can be overwhelming to even know where to begin.
Exactly. I mean, we have interviews with, like, Demis Hassabis from DeepMind, videos breaking down the latest models, like OpenAI's GPT-4, and then there's the stuff about AlphaFold. That one really blew my mind.
Yeah, AlphaFold is pretty incredible. For decades, scientists have been trying to figure out this thing called protein folding. Basically how proteins fold into these really complex 3D shapes.
And this is important because, sorry, I should know this.
No worries. It's important because those shapes determine how proteins function. And that affects everything from how our bodies work to how diseases develop.
Oh, okay. I'm starting to remember now.
So if we can predict those shapes accurately, it could revolutionize medicine, drug discovery, disease diagnosis, you name it.
Wow, that's huge. So AlphaFold basically cracked the code using AI.
Exactly. It's a perfect example of how AI is moving beyond just hype and into the realm of tangible scientific breakthroughs.
Okay, that's one point for team, not just hype. But then you have these headlines about AI becoming super intelligent by like 2045. Are we building Skynet here, or is that a little far-fetched?
I think it's important to be cautious about those kinds of predictions. We're still in the very early stages of understanding intelligence, let alone replicating it artificially.
Right, so maybe instead of focusing on some distant AI singularity, we should be looking at the amazing progress that's happening right now.
Absolutely. It's like we're building a house. AlphaFold laid the foundation, and now we're starting to see the walls go up with things like GPT-4.
I like that analogy. Huh? But speaking of building a house, I've been trying to wrap my head around all these different terms. Deep learning, neural networks, large language models. It's like trying to learn a whole new language itself.
Don't worry, we'll break it down for you. Let's start with deep learning, which is really at the heart of many of the recent AI advancements.
Okay, hit me with it. What is deep learning?
Imagine a computer program that can learn from experience, much like how we humans learn.
Okay, go on.
Deep learning uses artificial neural networks, which are inspired by the structure of the human brain, to analyze massive amounts of data and identify patterns.
So instead of programming the computer to follow specific rules, we're basically saying, here's a mountain of data, figure it out yourself.
Essentially. And that's where those massive data sets you've been digging into come in. Things like ImageNet.
ImageNet. That name rings a bell.
Well, ImageNet is this huge database of millions of images. Researchers used it to train AI models to recognize objects.
Right.
It was a total game changer in the field of computer vision and really paved the way for many of the breakthroughs we're seeing today.
So it's like showing a child a million pictures to teach them what a cat is. Except instead of a child, it's a computer. And instead of just cats, it's everything.
Exactly. And the more data you feed these models, the better they get at recognizing patterns and making predictions.
Okay, that makes sense. So deep learning is basically giving AI a crash course in the real world by feeding it tons and tons of information.
You got it. And that brings us to those large language models, or LLMs, that you were curious about, like ChatGPT.
Yeah. Yes. Let's talk about those, because those things are both impressive and a little creepy at the same time.
Yeah.
So these LLMs, they're like the celebrities of the AI world right now. You type in a prompt, and boom, out comes a poem about your pet turtle or like a perfect spreadsheet. It's kind of wild.
It does feel like magic sometimes, but at its core, it's all about pattern recognition. Remember those neural networks we talked about? LLMs take that concept to a whole new level.
Okay, so how?
Imagine reading every single book, and I mean every book.
Yeah.
In the Library of Congress, plus everything that's ever been published online, and then being able to connect all those ideas instantly.
Whoa, my brain is already fried.
That's essentially what these LLMs are doing. But instead of consciously understanding all that information, they're recognizing patterns in the data, the relationships between words, concepts, ideas.
So it's like a super advanced version of that game.
You know,
where you guess the next word in the sequence.
Yeah.
Except this time, the sequence is basically all of human knowledge.
You got it. And these models are built on a specific type of neural network called a transformer, which is designed to process sequential data, like the words in a sentence or the code in a program.
Interesting. So when I'm chatting with one of those AI assistants online, it's not actually thinking about my questions. It's more like it's just predicting the most likely response based on everything it's ever read.
That's a great way to put it. It's like a supercharged autocomplete. But instead of suggesting the next word, it can generate entire paragraphs, stories, even computer code.
Okay, now that is both impressive and a little scary. But I have a question. In one of those research papers, I read about something called chain of thought prompting. That sounds kind of intense. What's that all about?
Ah, good catch. That's a really interesting area of research. It highlights how researchers are trying to push the boundaries of AI reasoning.
How so?
Well, they're finding that if you guide the AI to think step by step, like how a human might solve a problem, it can actually get much better at tackling complex tasks.
So it's like we're teaching the AI to show its work.
Exactly. And this kind of research is leading to some really exciting advancements in how AI can be used. It's not just about generating text anymore. It can actually do things in the real world.
Like in that robot android video you sent.
Exactly.
That thing was straight out of a sci-fi movie.
It's a perfect illustration of how these advancements in AI are moving beyond the digital realm and into our physical world.
I mean, we've seen AI generate recipes before, but this was different. An actual robot in a kitchen following instructions to make a meal.
And that has huge implications for the future of work.
Okay, true. Like, are robots going to be taking over all the jobs?
It's a valid question. But remember what we said earlier. It's a step-by-step process. That robot in the video is still very much in development. It can perform a specific set of tasks in a controlled environment. But it's not about to replace chefs entirely.
So it's not about humans versus robots. It's more about humans and robots working together.
Exactly. As AI continues to evolve, it will likely change the nature of many jobs.
I can see that.
Some tasks will be automated, which will free up humans to focus on things that require more creativity, critical thinking, problem solving, those uniquely human qualities that are still very difficult to replicate in machines.
That is reassuring. But how do we prepare for that future? It's hard enough keeping up with the latest iPhone.
It can definitely feel overwhelming, but I think the key is to stay curious. Be adaptable. Don't be afraid to experiment with these new technologies, even if it's just playing around with ChatGPT or trying out a new AI-powered app.
So embrace it, instead of fearing the unknown.
Exactly. We're living in a time of incredible technological advancement. Instead of worrying about robots taking our jobs, we should be thinking about how we can leverage these tools to solve some of humanity's biggest challenges, create new opportunities, and maybe even have a little fun along the way. But it's also important to be mindful of the potential downsides of this technology.
That's a good point. What happens when these AI systems get things wrong?
Right. While AI has made remarkable progress, it's important to remember that it's still in its early stages.
It's easy to forget that sometimes.
Current AI systems are very good at what they do. Recognizing patterns, making predictions, following instructions. But they lack the common sense, the nuanced judgment, and the ethical reasoning that humans have.
So we've got these incredibly powerful tools, but they're still just that. Tools that need to be used responsibly and thoughtfully.
Now you're getting it. And that's why it's so important to have these conversations, to explore both the potential and the limitations of AI. Because ultimately, the future of AI is not something that will be decided by algorithms. It's something that will be shaped by all of us.
And that is something worth thinking about. You know, it's amazing. We started talking about AI, and I felt overwhelmed with all the information. But now, I just want to learn more.
It's a really exciting time to be learning about this stuff. But it's not just about the technology itself. It's about what we decide to do with it.
Exactly. It feels like we've been building this house of AI, laying the foundation, putting up the walls. But now we actually need to think about the people who will live in it.
That's a good analogy.
It makes it feel more real. You know?
Definitely. Like with any house, we need to make sure it's built to last, that it's safe, and that it actually makes our lives better.
Absolutely. But where do we even begin?
Well, we can start by becoming more aware of how AI is already being used.
Like what?
Well, think about the last time you watched something on Netflix. Those recommendations you see, AI is powering those.
Oh, wow.
Or when you use your phone's GPS to avoid traffic, AI again.
Huh. You're right. I never really thought about it like that.
It's easy to forget that AI is already all around us, and it's only going to become more common.
So what do we do?
We need to become more informed.
How?
Don't just accept that an algorithm is suggesting something.
Like a product or a song.
Yeah. Ask yourself how it works. What data is it using? Are there biases built into the system?
So basically, we need to start reading the fine print.
Exactly. The more we understand how these systems work, the better prepared we'll be to make smart choices, both as individuals and as a society.
This is a lot to think about.
It is. But the good news is, we're not alone in this.
What do you mean?
There are tons of people working on these issues. Ethicists, policymakers, researchers. And they need our help.
So what can we do?
Keep asking those questions.
Okay.
Keep learning. Keep talking about this stuff.
I can do that.
It's how we shape the future.
Well said. Yeah. This has been a really insightful deep dive. Thanks for guiding me through it all.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
And to everyone listening, keep learning about AI. Stay curious. And don't be afraid to ask tough questions. The future is ours.
Thanks for joining us on Real Talk with AI, AI News Edition.